Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My guest this week, one of my guests is Mike Marosco, and Mike is 16 years old.
Yep, 16.
First time radio?
First time on radio.
There you go.
First time.
I got Mike in because Dad brought him upright, started him hunting when he was young. When did Dad take you on your first hunting trip?
I don't know. It was probably, well, I've been in the woods since, I mean, I could walk, but I mean,
right.
Actually hunting, I was probably, I don't know, seven, eight, something like that.
Gotcha.
We'll say seven.
Who taught you your hunter's education thing?
Don Pegath
yep. did. I'll tell him one of his students was a guest this week.
There you go.
And he'll like that. Don's out in the woods of Pennsylvania hunting this week, got an opportunity to go with some friends. And when I talked to him last, he was in a high up deer blind. So, and it was raining and wind blowing, so I'm not sure he's going to be successful. So tell me about that first time you got to take a deer.
Well, first time, I was very impatient as a kid. I didn't like to sit at all.
Imagine that.
Yeah. But my dad taught me the right way. He taught me that, deer hunting is one of them deals where you got to sit, you got to be patient. And I was sitting for a long time. Got to be about 11 o'clock. I got out of the stand. We were just walking down the corner of a cornfield. So turned out we were walking, and I don't know, a little 6-point popped up out of nowhere and got her done. So that was about the end of the story there. So
it's hard to do describe that first experience, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it went by so fast. It's just
right,
kind of.
Right. So you've got to go hunting a good bit since then
and
do some fun stuff like that. Dad said you guys, how many years have you guys gotten deer now? Quite a few since you were a little guy.
I've got probably one deer just about every year. So
there you go.
Since then, yeah.
So he started you off right and got you in the woods. How about fishing? Any into that at all?
A lot of fishing, yeah.
I figured.
I've had a few boats and stuff like that. Sold a few, bought a few, and
gotcha.
I fish quite a lot in the summertime.
Those are a hole you put money in the water, a boat.
Yeah, that's
constantly
what they
doing
are,
something to them.
Constantly doing something to them, yep.
Well, I wanted you on because, I'm always excited when, the youth are out there involved in the outdoors and stuff and different things. Like I had the Harper boys here a few weeks ago with Kylie Lindsay and hear about their archery stuff. You also are tinkering with a truck right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm tinkering with a truck. And
1962?
1962 F-100 is what I'm working on. Yep.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Definitely a lot of fun, definitely a lot of expense. So
you're learning about that part,
yeah. It's coming slowly but surely. So
Gotcha. So, you and Dad probably have a lot of fond memories of hunting. What's some of the ones that you treasure the most?
Probably just being in the blind together, being in the tree stand together, and it's so nice to be out in the woods and in the open, nothing else, just quiet and we've got to actually harvest a few deer together when we were together in the blind and stuff like that, and that was always nice. So
that's
some probably good memories. Just
stuff you'll never forget.
Even if we don't see no deer or nothing, it's still a lot of fun going out and stuff. So
there you go. Well, hang on to that. So that's always good stuff. Mike, another thing that you have kind of gotten into, and a lot of people may or may not know, you're into some music.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Tell us what kind of music you like.
I play a lot of country gospel, stuff like that. A little bit of everything, really. Just anything from old classic rock to newer country to older stuff just about everything I'm into. I appreciate all genres, so.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, you kind of picked up the guitar and just kind of went at it at first, didn't you?
Yeah, when I was about 12, YouTube helped me along a lot. That's kind of where I picked
up on
it.
So everybody's learning stuff now.
Oh, yeah. But that's where I started off, and, I've just took it from there and took some lessons here and there a little bit. And, just worked on it from that point on. And,
Now, the guitar is not the only instrument. You dabble with some other stuff, too, don't you?
Yeah, I've played drums, piano, bass, just about everything. It all comes kind of naturally after you learn one. So
gotcha. So that money you earned during the summer gets spent pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Very quickly. It's been gone for a while now. So
gotcha. Let's talk about some of the places you play out at. I know recently you were at the Twin City Opera House down in McConnellsville.
Yes, yeah.
I think the Wayfarers played one time.
Wayfarers played when I was there, yep.
And then this last time there was somebody pretty cool there.
Yeah, yeah. I went down to listen to the show for my first time and check out the show. That's when Charlie Pride's son, Dion Pride, was there.
That's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool getting to see him play and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then you've got to play down there with some folks, and
yeah,
that's awesome people down there.
Yeah,
now,
definitely.
Later on when we do a break, we're gonna have you play a song later in the show. So I want everybody to stay tuned for that.
Yeah,
but let's talk about where this song come from a little bit.
Well, the people that put on the show down there, the Ohio Valley Opry, names are Marvin Clark and Dina Clark. They've been doing it for, I don't know, 18, 20 years now. They've been doing it for a long time. And this is a song Marvin wrote, and they play down there a lot, and he's put out on his newest album and stuff like that. Holding to the Right Hand, very, very good song. He's a very good artist, writer, performer. I really do like the song a lot, and I've been playing it out for a while now and covering the song. So.
Good deal. Now, some other people have performed that song too, some other entertainers too, haven't they?
The Lonesome River Band is a Nashville based band that picked up the song. They're a bluegrass band. Yeah.
Gotcha. So I know what's your goals with your music then?
I mean, I truthfully like playing out places and making people happy and just playing. I mean, really wherever it takes me is where I'm gonna go. So
gotcha.
I mean, I'm open to anything. So
gotcha. So writing any stuff of your own or?
Here and there I write. Nothing really that I've put out technically, but I got a couple songs in the working here and there. So.
Good deal. Well, Mike, you know, I'm proud of you. I got to see you grow up. You were around my kids a good bit. Zach is working his way through gunsmithing school.
Yeah.
And you guys talk a lot, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian and you hang out. But you guys have definitely had some fun, get to do some camping out over the summer.
And yeah,
just
yeah.
Kind of, you know, it's one of those things where some parents say, nope, you can't go to that kid's house. Well, I'm always fine with them going over to you and mom and dad's house there and hanging out in the woods and doing all the fun stuff you guys do. Hey, you're working on a career too. I know you're out at Mideast, isn't that correct?
Yep, I'm out at Mideast. Yep.
What are you taking there?
Electrical trades. Okay. That's what I'm going through. So, very, very cool program.
Good deal.
Right now.
You're enjoying it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good deal. Where's you also play out at some of the churches, too. Let's talk a little bit more about your music.
Yeah, I play at Kenensburg United Methodist Church over in Senecaville.
Okay.
I play over there.
Now, are you on a certain schedule, or when do they
have? The first and third Sunday of every month.
Okay.
I play over there. Yep.
Good deal. What's coming up in the future? Any other places you're playing out?
As of right now, I don't think so. No, but like I said, the first and third every Sunday over there at Kenensburg, I lead the service over there. So yeah, that's a good experience.
Now you're involved with kind of leading the youth ministry worship service there.
Yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah. The worship service is what I lead. Yep.
So you know, I like it when I hear young guys out doing good things, making the right decisions in life, because not everybody is these days.
And, oh yeah.
And as I tell people when they say my kids are good, I said, well, I beat them, so not really, but. they knew the love of God and the fear of dad every once in a while. So mom and dad's done a good job with you. And done with hunting season this year, or are you going to do a little more?
I'll be back out muzzleloading. That's my time. I like to be out when it's cold. So.
I like that season. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. They move.
Yeah, they move. And like I've tried to say, when you harvest a deer during muzzleloader season, it's over and done pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
I like that season. It's one of my favorites by far. But, you know, just a great opportunity. Later on in the show, I want people to hang in because Mike's going to play a song for us.
Yep.
And sing a little for us and, kind of get everybody in the spirit of the right way of thinking right now.
Yep.
So, good deal. So, Mike, well, you get that truck done. I want to ride in it, okay?
I got you.
Okay.
Yep, the first one.
Good deal. Well, we're talking with Mike Morosco here, and later on we're going to have him talk with us about a little bit of his music a little more and play us a song, and we're going to, enjoy you know, who knows? He may be on the Nashville stage before we know.
Maybe.
There we go. Well, folks, we're going to take a break and pay a few bills. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.